KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
And welcome back into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman. So much appreciate the folks at Steelbridge. Shane and Gail were in for the first half of the show today. And for those who may have missed it, let me give you their website again. Steelbridge is mysteelbridge.org, and their phone number is 346-4673. Of course, 505-546-4673, mysteelbridge.org. Yeah, probably not the last time we have them in studio. That's such a great work that they're doing here in Albuquerque to help change lives for the better and with the help of Jesus Christ, which obviously we know is the best way to make that happen. In studio with us, a longtime supporter of Christian radio in Albuquerque, including the station we previously aired ABQ Connect on, along with KLYT, John Chitwood, welcome in.
Well, thank you very much.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, no kidding. John, it just feels that way.
I want to say, John, we were saying 20 years, and you corrected me, 22 years of involvement.
Correct.
I think I've pretty well known you most of that time.
True, and indirectly, when you were up on...
Scottsdale Village?
Exactly.
Back in the 80s?
Yes. Because remember,
I'm too old to remember.
Well,
that.
I had, you know, when Tony O'K.
Wow.
Oh, I'm
one of my favorites.
Yeah, I understand. And you all had a porcelain dog. Because remember the Tony O'K, you know,
right,
it looked like the RCA dog.
Right, exactly.
And you all had a contest of naming the dog. Oh, I didn't know. I just called in to request a song. And you all go, well, you want to try and name it? I said, call it Oki. And you called it Oki, and I won.
There you go. Wow, John. I mean, I remember Tony O'K. I remember the album, and I don't remember the contest.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all, but congratulations.
Why, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the station. Now, for those unfamiliar with John, John is the owner, operator, president, CEO, big guy. At Southern Boulevard Automotive in Rio Rancho, which, by the way, is a sponsor of the radio station. So, in all seriousness, Southern Boulevard Automotive at 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, or 892-2300. What a vital part, you know, when you support the radio station like you have, John. That means, you know, all this Bible teaching that goes on the air, all the music that's played, the people that... tune into the station and Jesus uses to reach them for encouragement or salvation or whatever.
Right.
I'm gonna stop short there. I want you to get to heaven and have Jules put it at his feet.
I was gonna say, man, the diminishment of stocks in here.
No, but I don't want to let it go totally left unsaid because you are. I very much appreciate all that you and the staff do for the radio station. So, that being said, those who aren't aware, now we've mentioned it in previous broadcasts when you've been in the studio with Jim Williams, that you are teaching at the it's Calvary College.
Right, I'm a teacher assistant for Pastor Nelson.
I'm old school. I went right for the school of ministry.
Yeah, me too. because I taught there for 3 years, and I was like, okay, you know. But I'm a teacher assistant for Pastor Nelson, and teaching Bible survey, and going through that at a rapid pace.
Now let's can we talk about the college a little bit?
Of course.
For someone who's listening and they think, yeah, that's for young people or that's with people with extra money or, you know, let's talk to that person that maybe, taking either the full course or a course. I don't even know if that's an option.
Well,
I want to make sure you...
Half course, no. But at the same time, you know, even with, Bible survey, okay,
Can you audit?
Yes, that's what I was going to say too. But the fall semester, that's Old Testament survey.
Okay.
And then spring semester is New Testament survey.
Okay.
And I actually throw it out there to people who want to audit. If you want to audit, I'll pay the bill.
Okay.
Okay. But taking the college class, I mean, you're looking at with all the testing and, you know, accreditation and everything else, it's only, I think I write $300.
Right.
You know, but if someone wanted to audit, I would pay the
audit. And I would say this, numbers aside, let me encourage the listener not to make an assumption about what you can and can't do. Contact someone here and let them know you're interested.
Exactly.
And they'll look at the options with you. For me, let's say I decided this is something I wanted to do and I even found out, you know, how affordable it was but maybe I'm, you know what? I just want the knowledge.
Well, see, and that's what I'm saying. Even like, I mean, like last semester, we had two auditors and they were just like, you know, blown away. They're like, oh my goodness. You know, I mean, and that's the, you know, the richness of it, you know, because it's God's word.
Let me say this too, though. There's also so much to be said for following through and getting the degree.
Agreed.
And how much that can work for you to be able to have more opportunities to work for him.
Yeah, because there's always doors that will open up because of the accreditation. And that's the truth. That is the truth.
So Old Testament, New Testament survey, okay?
Okay.
I've slept since we last talked about it, if we have. But and let's pretend, you know, not pretend. There's people listening.
Right.
Who, what does that mean? And, when you say that, I think kind of an overview.
Right. You remember, for instance, one of our textbooks that we use is Skip's Bible from 30,000 Feet.
Perfect. Exactly.
I mean, that is one of the textbooks we use. And the other main textbook we use is God's Holy Word, the Bible
itself.
Imagine
that.
Yeah, no kidding. that's what we use. And we have, obviously there's tests involved, you know, but the tests are very, very, you know, who wrote the first five books of Moses? Stuff like that, you know. I mean, they're not these complicated, you know, deep theological, like you better, you know, have taken it apart and gotten back into the original Hebrew and Greek.
Are we talking about the Pentateuch? Is that what
What's that? Yeah. That?
Okay.
Yeah, that would be the Torah.
Hey, John Chitwood is in studio with us. And obviously we're talking right now all things Calvary College and John being a teacher's assistant with Dr. Nelson Walker in Old Testament and New Testament survey, depending on whether it's spring or fall. But when we come back, we'll talk more. And listen, I mentioned John, you know, he kind of knows automotive stuff. And we're guys, so we're real easy at doing the squirrel. new topic. So we can go from Calvary College right into your issues that you're having with your vehicle. As we head into fall, what might you be thinking about that you need done to your vehicle? Or maybe you're doing the work on the curb there with your car.
Right.
And you're running into something you just need a little assistance with.
I'm here to help you.
John might have that John's going to have the answer.
Yes, I guarantee it.
We'll leave the phone lines open. You can do that now if you want. 505-338-5790. Or text your question, whether it's about Calvary College or about automotive issues. You can text 505-585-LIVE, which is 585-5483. Steve Ryman on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
I'm Kelly, your teacher's assistant for Bible School of the Air. The Bible and the information contained within is of primary importance and deserves our undivided attention. With all of the bad news, fake news, and biased news we consume on a daily basis, it's critical for us to consume the good news that only comes from the pages of Scripture. In addition to the daily lineup of quality Bible teachers heard on KLYT, we also purpose to create an atmosphere of learning while growing in our relationship with God. Each Saturday starting at noon, KLYT provides verse-by-verse teaching from Chuck Smith, Chuck Missler, and Skip Heitzig. Classes wrap up in final during a Q&A session with Scott Richards. I'll look forward to you joining me Saturdays from noon to 4 during Bible School of the Air here on KLYT. It's tuition-free. Every week is a great week to start. You'll be glad you did.
Biblical Insights from Harvest with Pastor Greg Laurie.
The work of the Holy Spirit is to bring us to Jesus Christ. Know this. The Holy Spirit will do His part. Just make sure you do yours. It's not your job to convert people. It's not my job. I've never converted anyone, and I never will. The work of conversion is done by the Lord. Jesus said in John 6:44, no man comes unless the Father draws him. My job is not conversion. My job is proclamation. My job is to share the truth and ask the Holy Spirit to do His work in the person's life. So the Holy Spirit will do His part. Just make sure you do yours.
Impact your world with the gospel by knowing God and making Him known. Connect with Pastor Greg Laurie and sign up to receive his free daily devotion emails. To get started, visit harvest.org today.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right. Thanks for listening. ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman, and spent time earlier in the show visiting with Gail and with Shane from Steelbridge. That's Steelbridge Ministries. And if you're listening earlier and you missed the contact, let me remind you, mysteelbridge.org is the website. They could absolutely, you know, they could use your assistance, whether it's financially, maybe just to connect with them with a word of encouragement, or you know what? Pray for what they're doing in Albuquerque to reach people. And their phone number is 505-346-4673. With that, I welcome back into studio after the break, John Chitwood. And kind of interrupted you with the break, John. We were talking about the Pentateuch.
Yeah.
and you brought up the Ten Commandments, or as you said off the air, and listen, I've been a Christian a long time, and shame on me, I guess, for not knowing the Decalogue.
Yes, yes.
How cool is that?
Well, deca being 10.
90, I totally get it.
Log being word.
I totally get it. I know when you said it, I'm like, well, duh. But it's like, what a cool name. That's like Megatron or something, you know? That's so cool. I told John off the air, I said, I'm never saying Ten Commandments again. It's the Decalogue. Love it. Okay, so John, you had a comment actually about people's perspective of Decalogue
or Ten Commandments. Not necessarily their perspective, but their understanding of even the historical narrative, you know, of how things transpired, you know. And what I have been amazed about, honestly, and just in teaching, you know, different people throughout the years, is their understanding that, okay, this is what happened. They, you know, Moses goes to Egypt, the 10 plagues, they, you know, the firstborn dies, they put the blood on the doorposts and the lintels, and they come out, and Moses goes up the mountain for 40 days, 40 nights, comes back down with the 10 commandments. He finds them all, you know, in this big party orgy, you know, with the golden calf, and he throws down the tablets.
Which, by the way, Cecil D.
But that's Cecil where they B. get DeMille, it from.
He did the, like, the G-rated version of what Moses came back down to.
But at the same time, that's where people's perception and, you know, their concept of what actually happened.
Can I tell you what mine was and what it is?
Sure.
Based on the good teaching I've been sitting under?
On the historical narrative now.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm just saying that, you know, even early in my Christian walk, pre BC days and early as a Christian, you know, yeah, that's the do's and don'ts. that's the rain on my parade list, you know, half of it, you know.
Right, right.
But, you know, and I want to say it was Skip Heitzig in a message that I heard him give years ago. That's like walking up to a shed with TNT in it. And being all bent out of shape because there's a danger, explosives. Mm-hmm. You know, God loves us so much that he's children, don't go there. And, you know, once you understand that, it's like, thank you, Lord.
Well, it was God's loving, logical limits.
Yeah.
He goes, just don't go beyond these measures. But there's so much in between that you can do and you should be doing. And when you start seeing everything just, you know, flourishing in your life And it's like, you know, well, I don't need all those other things.
Yeah. Now, pause.
Okay.
I want, at the beginning of the show and throughout the show have let people know they have an opportunity to get a ticket to the Sister Experience, Staying Sane in a Crazy World. Now, Abby, here's where you come in, because I know you can quickly bring up the information and bring people through exactly what they'll experience on September 23rd and 24th.
Yeah, I'm actually so excited about this event. I will be attending because there are so many great keynote speakers. It is for all the ladies out there, but that doesn't mean the men need to tune out, because this might be a great gift for your wife, maybe your daughter. But basically what it is it's a two-day conference, September 23rd and 24th. It's going to be at the Marriott Pyramid Hotel. And some of the keynotes, we got Jenny Lusko, Lenya Heitzig, Dominic Doan, and Larissa Lusko. Now, Steve, you and I have both talked to all of these people, and they are phenomenal, are they not?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dominic's the only one I don't know. And I can tell you, if I was a lady, I'd be there.
Right? And it's basically, I love the title of it. It's Staying Sane in a Crazy World. Especially us women, don't we need to learn how to stay a little bit more sane in this crazy world?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Guys have it down.
Yeah, obviously. I'm just kidding. Why are you guys sane? Because of us women. I'm just kidding. But yeah, if you want to register for it, you can go to sistersister.me, or you can win some free tickets.
Yeah, you know what all someone ladies need to do is call right now, 505-338-5790 with an automotive question or an Old Testament or New Testament survey question for John Chitwood.
There you go.
Can you do that?
Of course.
Okay. Put you on the spot.
Why not?
Thanks, Abby. I knew you'd have the information.
I always do.
Yeah, you do.
I'm just kidding. Not as much as the knowledge that John has.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Then put on the spot.
So, John, what are you seeing? And I know it's kind of early in the school year, but you've been involved with Calvary College and the School of Ministry for several years. What are you seeing as people go through not just the Old Testament, New Testament survey, which, by the way, the other classes include the list of classes for the college, and they're on
theology.
The,
yeah, yeah, you got theology, you got theopoetics, apologetics, a whole list.
Right.
You go on there and you can see on the Calvary College page and a list of stuff to take.
Okay, what are you seeing though over these years as people get through, you know, after they're done or as they're going through it, you know, what are you seeing? Transformation?
I'm sure you've got
stories.
Oh, and then, you know, but you know, what's really interesting is to see the growth, and you start seeing lights come on that, wow, I did not know this, or I thought it was like this. You know,
right.
I mean, let's just go back to, you know, the Ten Commandments, the story of the Ten Commandments, or
it's
the Exodus, for that matter.
It's the Decalogue.
The Decalogue, exactly. You know, the Israelites come out of Egypt.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they cross the Red Sea. Yes, Pharaoh's army is destroyed in the Red Sea. Then they go to Mount Horeb, Sinai, and God comes down on the mountain. Now, I'm obviously paraphrasing and really, really going quick over this. God comes down on the mountain, tells Moses.
It's a survey, an overview.
Exactly, just an overview. But he tells them, he says, bring the people to the foot of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He says, and I will come down and I will speak to them. And he speaks the Ten Commandments to everyone at one time. And that's when they back off after the 10th one and they say, hold up. Moses, you go and let God speak to you. Don't let him speak to us anymore, lest we die. Okay? And so then that was the covenant that God made with all the people at that moment.
Sounds kind of like plausible deniability to me, what they were after.
Well,
is that possible?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I doubt it. Just because, you know, what it was, they were.
Well, they'd already heard it.
Well, they were afraid.
Yeah.
They were afraid. And that's what that's why Moses even says afterwards. He goes, don't be afraid. Come, God loves you. And they're like, no, you do it. Okay. So that's when, you know, Moses actually after that goes up after he's with the elders on the mountain. Then he takes Joshua up you know, with him as assistant, but he doesn't go all the way. And then Moses goes to God, and 40 days, 40 nights, God gets the Ten Commandments written on the tablets of stone from God. Then he comes back down. They've already had the Ten Commandments. They already know what the Ten Commandments are. It's almost like a marriage, you know, certificate, you know, a marriage agreement. And God comes down, and while, you know, the marriage agreement has already been spoken by God to the Israelites, you know, he brings down the marriage certificate, and they're breaking it while it's being written at the foot of the mountain. And that's when Moses breaks the tablets.
Okay, so maybe you just did, but I'm going to ask you, because
sure.
Now you teach during New Testament and Old Testament survey, correct?
What do you mean?
You assist,
right.
Your teacher's assistant at Calvary College in the fall and in the spring.
Correct.
You've been through several years of doing this.
Right.
As I preface, maybe you just did what I'm going to ask. Is there a favorite part of God's word, of a book or a story, or that really stands out to you? Is I love to more than anything share with people this part of the word.
Yeah, all my students, especially in the School of Ministry, if they're listening, they're going to be laughing at this point. Because what would happen is, like Skip, I would read the book prior that week to teaching it. Just to, you know, get it, make sure it's fresh, even though you know it and done it many times before. And every single book, I would come in, I would just be excited about it.
You don't have a favorite kid.
Well, it's not that. It was just that every single book, oh, this is my favorite. I love this book.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just had gone over it, and it was so fresh and anew. And every year it was the same thing. It's my favorite book.
We had a guy that used to work here that liked to go to movies,
mm-hmm.
and he was a lot like that.
Oh.
He'd come in after every movie and go, "That is the best movie ever, ever, ever." And then every time, let me guess, it's the best movie ever.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
But we're talking about the Word of God,
true.
Not the same. And no, absolutely understandable. If you're spending time in His Word, you're abiding in Him, obviously you're going to be at a
so
place.
Fresh. It's
yeah.
so fresh. And then just, you know, letting people understand, you know, what is in the Bible. And, you know, showing him God's character, showing him God's authority, showing that there's honor due him, you know, that, you know, he is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You know, like Malachi 3:6, God does not change. He says, "I am the Lord. I do not change." You know, that's usually my favorite, is just to show them God's character and how, you know, because you know how the perception is that, oh, there's a God of the Old Testament, he's wrathful, but yet the God of the New Testament, so loving and kind. If you understand the scripture, no. Beforehand, you know, if you I say this, you know, tongue in cheek, just because if you really look at it, the Old Testament is not any different than the New Testament and vice versa. But, because God, said, you know, if you commit adultery, you know, and you are caught, you die. Okay. And yet Jesus says, look, if you even look at a woman to lust after her, you're guilty. But in the real concept, when you're going through the Old Testament, that's what God wanted the heart all along. Jesus was just confirming it. It wasn't, hey, I got a new rule for you if you look at a woman. No, that's what it was before.
Right. God doesn't change.
Exactly. And that's what it was before. But Jesus was confirming that you've bypassed the heart of the law.
And for those who would come and say, well, the God in the Old Testament is just angry.
Oh, no.
We touched on that earlier.
Right.
He loves us so much.
Exactly right.
He gave us the Decalogue.
Exactly.
See, I'm going to go there.
You're getting better. You are definitely getting better.
Hey, listen, we've been visiting with John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive, 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, 892-2300. And, of course, John, thank you not only for your sponsorship of the station, but for your involvement in Calvary College.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.